The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
Correctamundo. All right, here we go. So three picks apiece here, Taz. You want to lead the way? You want me to lead the way?
You started college.
All right, here we go. I am going to start down in our nation's capital, and I'm going to lay the 15 and a half. It's gone up. I would have been more comfortable at 15 than 15 and a half. I'll lay the 15 and a half nonetheless. And there's really not a lot to say about the Redskins, how dreadful and pathetic they are as a franchise, how bad of a football team they are. New England, they're not going to get much pushback. Last week, it was kind of a battle of defensive wills up there in Buffalo. Not going to be the case this week down in D.C. Brady's going to have himself a day. They'll spread the football around. You'll have Burkhead and Michelle and, you know, the stars of that Patriot offense putting on a, you know, full explosive display. I don't really know. And that Patriot defense is just as good. You know, they've given up one touchdown this year on offense on an offensive drive. And that being by last week by Taz's Buffalo Bills. You know, you expect Keenum, McCoy, whoever the hell's starting a quarterback. Pete Bellotti all of a sudden is now going to lead them on an offensive touchdown drive. Nothing's happening for the Redskins. It doesn't matter. They could bring back Joe Theismann. They're not scoring this week. It doesn't matter. Lay the 15 and a half. That's the number now. It's gone up a little bit. A lot of pap money out there. Give me New England laying 15 and a half. That's pick one.
All right, so we got a little. We got the Buccaneers at New Orleans. You know, this is to me, this could be something. You know, because we've seen Tampa Bay, we've seen, you know, Winston and company do some stuff, man, against the Rams last week, which I was shocked. I mean, how good he played and how good that team played and what they've been doing. So, interesting game right here. Tampa Bay is the underdog plus three. So, I don't know. I like New Orleans in this game. I do. I just feel there's just too many weapons. I understand Breeze is not in still. I get it. Bridgewater and all that jazz. I like the defense. I like Kamara, obviously. Michael Thomas. Just the weapons, I just think. And I think in that dome, they're real tough. So I'm going to take the Saints. I think they cover. So that's my deal on that one.
All right. So you like the Saints. You like them laying, was it a field goal?
It's a field goal.
Field goal. So there you go. Laying three. That's pick one for Taz. Pick two for me. Let's head out to Los Angeles, and we're going to go with the Bolts. We're going to go with the Chargers, and we're going to lay the six at home against the Denver Broncos. No Bradley Chubb. That helps out Phillip Rivers. The Chargers with a yeoman-like destruction of the Miami Dolphins last week on the road down in South Beach. They come back home. They're looking to get back over the 500 mark. They are this year. And the Broncos come to town. I know a rivalry game. I know Denver played well, could easily beat Chicago.
Right.
Denver easily should have beaten Jacksonville a week ago. They could easily be 2-2 and not 0-4. The Chubb injury does hurt. And I think with Gordon returning this weekend for Los Angeles, even if he doesn't start, Taz, that offense is going to be that much better for it. I think defensively, I was dead wrong about Joe Flacco. I was the one telling you I thought he had game left. Joe Flacco doesn't have much left in the arsenal whatsoever.
Tried to tell you.
Yeah, I know. You were on top of it. I was dead wrong on that one, which is a good job by you. I'm going to take the Chargers. I'm going to lay the six, come back home, get healthy. They go to 3-2. Broncos fall 0-5.
All right. I feel you on that one. We're gonna do a little bit. I don't know. I don't normally do this. My Bills. I'm gonna basically. We got the Titans are hosting the Bills in the beautiful city of Nashville. The Titans are 2-2. My Bills are 3-1, coming off of a tough loss to those nasty, nasty New England Patriots. Look, Josh Allen still, as we do this show live right now, Josh Allen, the quarterback for the Bills, is still in concussion protocol. I think he's going to be playing. I think that he'll be cleared by game time. I don't know why. I feel like that's going to happen. If not, we got Barkley going. The Bills are plus three in this game, So, I don't know. I mean, Mariota, I'm just not, Derrick Henry's been hot, cold here and there. I'm not going against my Bills. I'm going to take my Bills here. I'm going to take the three because I think we're going to need the three. Even if we got Josh Allen. So I'm taking the Bills plus three in this game against the Titans.
All right, that's pick two for you.
Yes.
Pick three for me. Let's go down to Houston. And I'm going to take the Texans to get healthy and get back to their winning ways at home as the Atlanta Falcons come to town. They lost a tough game last week. Carolina might prove out to be the best team in that NFC South division. And they won on the road. Kyle Allen didn't play spectacular. That Carolina defense was very good. I think the Falcons are dreadful. They are a bad team right now. They're 1-3, 0-2 away. They've lost a lot of these games decisively, Taz. Now they go on the road in Houston against the Texans. Texans coming off a loss. I think Matt Ryan will struggle to not turn the football over. I think he'll have some success with Julio Jones, but I think Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, the weapons that they have offensively, Falcons defense has struggled this year. Give me the Texans laying 4 at home. That's pick number 3 for me.
All right, here we go. Sorry, my bad. All right, so we got a really good game, NFC. My last pick here, really good NFC battle between Green Bay and Dallas. This game will be the Cowboys are home in Dallas, Arlington, technically. Dallas also is minus 3.5 in this game. I don't know, man. Aaron Rodgers, you know, he looked pretty spectacular last I saw him. Looked pretty dang good. A lot of weapons there. I'm a big believer in the Dallas Cowboys. This game might be one of the better, definitely the top tier game for sure. It could be one of the better games this weekend, I should say. I'm going to take Green Bay. Give me the 3.5. I'll take the 3.5. I'll take the Packers, even though they're on the road.
Wow.
I'm going to need the 3.5. I'm going to need that 3.5, so I'll take the Pack with 3.5.
All right, you like the Packers going against your boys, plus 3.5.
Just because of those points.
There you go. I got it. So there's your third pick. So to recap here, my three picks.
Got to do the recap.
Yes, well, of course, just in case you tune in late. Patriots minus the 15.5. Pick one for me. I'm taking the Texans. Minus 4, that's pick 2. Chargers laying 6 against the Broncos at home, that's pick 3.
All right, cool. I got New Orleans, I got the Saints at home covering. They are minus 3, so I got the Saints covering. I picked the Bills-Tennessee game. That game is in Tennessee. I'm taking the Bills plus 3. And then we got the Dallas Cowboys-Green Bay Packers. That game's in Dallas. The Green Bay Packers are plus 3.5. I'm going to take Green Bay and those 3.5.
Okay, there you have it.
All right. Oh, wow. Here we go.
Individuals and Andrew Bogish. It is the one and only Bawami. The New England Patriots are a thorn in Bawami's side. However, they will overcome the Washington Redskins by 15.5 points.
Oh, God.
Maybe even by 30.5 points. I'm picking the Patriots minus 15.5, as you must.
There you have it.
You know, I got to tell you.
Bawami was 1-0. Yeah. He went against the Skins last week. That was victorious. So now he's going back to the well.
You know, Pete,
Bawami, I get a sense he's going to pick against the Redskins every week.
I know, right? And Pete, talk to Bawami because he's got to pick better game. That's why I got upset with Moose earlier. Anybody who's... I won't pick this game. Why is Bawami picking a game? Moose, why did you? It's a layup game. It's 15.5. It's the Patriots are insanely talented against a stink squad.
Wait, hold on a second.
Dead skins, as you called them.
Well, they are a dead. But if I'm going to a local sports book, or I've got a bookie and it's not legalized in my state, and I'm looking to put money down, I'm looking to win.
I understand. But we're just doing this as fun, you know.
Well, I want to pick winners. I want
to,
you know.
Does Bawami feel like Moose on this?
I believe winning is fun to Bawami.
You can't even say his name. Does Bawami go to the pay window? Please. Does he have a bookie, Bawami?
I cannot say that.
He lives in Jersey. He's good.
Yeah, Bawami resides in Jersey. Yeah.
He's in Patterson. Don't worry about it.
Even if he didn't, he crossed the GW Bridge. He got to the Jersey board.
He walks across. He doesn't want to pay that toll.
Right.
That
that's smart. Tremendous. Look at Bawami. More money, more action.
People in Biloxi, Mississippi, like, what the hell is a GW bridge?
Well, yes. What's a toll?
That's exactly yeah, what's a toll?
Exactly.
That's fun. So there you have it. Well, it's good. Bawami's like a rally.
Yeah, I just like to see Bawami maybe challenge himself. That's my point, Moose. Just a little bit more of a challenge.
Well, he just got welcomed back last week. He's warming up.
You said you'll tell him, Pete?
I'll tell him. I don't know how he'll receive
that. You know, Moose, I think you brought something up very important. Maybe we should have a credo, a rule, in week 5 of the NFL here. On this show, Bawami, who we give him a platform, let's be honest. Bawami is not allowed going forward. A rule. A new rule. New rule.
Those are the rules!
Bawami cannot pick any games involving the Redskins. I think it's fair. What, we can't have any kind of parameters here because he's Bawami and he's got crazy music behind him?
I guess we can do that.
He's all-knowing.
I mean, really?
It'd be a funny shtick if he actually picked against the Redskins every week.
That would be.
The only way he that's the better bit. The only way he could pick a Redskin game is if he's picking the Redskins. I don't have full power here. I have 50% power. Okay, Moose has the other 50.
Bawami has graces us with his presence. He has creative control.
What does he do? Well, that's the problem. We shouldn't have signed that deal with him. That he has creative control.
But Taz, we both signed it in our blood.
I know.
You're lifetime.
Right. Maybe we could have a little sidebar in the contract.
That's right. We could add a stipulation.
Yeah, a little stip that you just because they suck the Redskins. So like. Come on, can you talk to him?
I'll talk to his people. I can't guarantee anything.
Oh, boy. Right. The guy that's like, man, all I want to do is win. I don't care what Bawami picks.
as long as he's right.
Don't challenge him. As long as he's giving me winners. Free money. God.